2018. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details.
Who or what is to blame for Iowa's abysmal play on the basketball court? 319-366-1600.
You're from freaking Iowa.
This aggression will not stand, man.
From the heart of eastern Iowa and the insert name of sponsor here, studio.
Don't worry, nobody's listening anyway.
It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show.
Well, 8 assists, no turns. You know, they were moving the ball a lot better. In the beginning, we were not moving the ball at all. We were trying to get it all on our own. Their defense was good. They were up into us. And you can't do it. I mean, you got to move it. You got to screen. You got to get it swung. You got to go in and out. And we did that the second half. That's why we got back in the game.
18 more turnovers last night for the Iowa basketball team as the Hawkeyes lose in Bloomington 77-64. They're staring at an 0-2 Big Ten record for the next 3 weeks until conference play picks up again, and it doesn't get any easier for the Hawkeyes as Thursday night they go on the road to take on Iowa State in Hilton Coliseum. Welcome in the Todd Brommelkamp Show along with Alex Kuhn. Kyle Mann taking you up until 7 o'clock tonight. Great show planned for you. Mark Emmert of the Des Moines Register is going to be with us coming up at the bottom of the hour. He was at Assembly Hall last night in Bloomington for Iowa's loss. He'll tell us what he saw and what he heard in talking to Fran McCaffrey and the Iowa players afterwards. Bill Bender from the Sporting News will join us in hour number two. We'll talk a little college football with him. And we'll even talk a little Major League Baseball with Jonathan Mayo of MLB.com, formerly of Baseball America. Lots of baseball discussion as the hot stove season is heating up. He's going to be with us at 6 o'clock tonight. You'll hear Fran McCaffrey audio at 6:30 tonight. Fran's post-game comments after the 77-64 loss. And if you are among the many, many people across the country who enjoy wagering on professional and collegiate sports, today could be a landmark day in your life because the Supreme Court could open the door for legalized sports gambling in places other than Nevada. All of that and a whole lot more, including your texts and phone calls on the Hertine and Stocker text line, 319-366-1600. But we start today with Iowa basketball. Who or what is to blame for Iowa's start? The Hawkeyes now 4-5 overall, 0-2 in the Big Ten. That's not going to change until conference play starts up again at the end of the month. I watched a little bit of that game last night, and my first, second, and third inclinations were to change the channel and turn it off. It's not enjoyable. They're playing bad basketball right now, and it doesn't really seem like a whole lot of people want to step up to the plate and take responsibility for the fact that they're playing bad basketball right now. It reminds me a lot of Iowa football. It's, well, we got this to clean up, and it's execution here, and it's just, no, it's just bad. It's a bad product right now.
I can't really point to any aspect of their game as strengths right now. I can't really say that offensively they're very good. Certainly can't say defensively they're very good. Their perimeter shooting hasn't been good. The post play with the big guys has been a little bit underwhelming. I just go back to what we talked about with Chad Lystico yesterday. If this team isn't going offensively and they go through the lulls that they pretty much have in every game this season, their defense isn't good enough to keep them in it. And they're kind of caught defensively between playing zone and man. They're not quick enough to play man. And the zone, if you get a team that can shoot, they constantly find open looks. And teams that can shoot the ball are going to be very difficult for Iowa to stop. So right now, just not much is working on either end of the court. And I think even they are a little bit surprised by what they are seeing right now. And like Kirk Ferentz said a couple of years ago, and this applies to the basketball team, the cavalry isn't coming. And some of these young guys are going to have to step up and be that second scorer next to Jordan Bohannon, because I think he's pressing at times as well, because he realizes that there's no depth behind him, and he is asked to do a lot, and teams are really keying on him.
Fran benched him last night to start the second half. He wasn't happy with the execution toward the end of the first half. Bohannon finishes with 7 points in 29 minutes. You take a look. It's an ugly box score. We'll get to the phones in just a few seconds here. 319-366-1600. Iowa 38.5% from the floor last night. 10 of 24 from beyond the arc. Out-rebounded by Indiana by 5, 47-42. 18 turnovers to 17 assists. And your leading scorer, Brady Ellingson, with 16 points. Only one other player, Jack Nungy, in double figures. Again, it's not a good look for the Hawkeyes, who struggled last year at this time and then turned things around. They had that really glaring loss to Omaha at Carver Hawkeye Arena. The problem with this is you're not playing Omaha. You're playing Big Ten games, and you lost to Penn State and you lost to Indiana, and you're behind the eight ball in conference play with 3 weeks to get things figured out before you play your next Big Ten game. And you know what? You go on the road to Hilton Coliseum. Iowa State last night, 14 three-pointers, a season high in three-pointers for Iowa State as they beat Northern Illinois. You better tighten up the defense before you go on the road to Hilton Coliseum, because that game could get ugly as well. Our leadoff caller today is Scott in Marion. If you want to follow him, it's 366-1600. Scott wants to talk Hawks. Go ahead, Scott.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. What's up?
Well, I mean, bottom line is, as I watched the game last night, I guess I'm just going to have to admit at some point that Fran is not that good of a coach. I mean, just that simple. He doesn't have his team ready to play. They don't know their roles. They aren't hustling. They aren't doing fundamental basketball things. That's coaching. I don't know what else to say about it, guys.
All right, Scott in Marion thinks that this falls squarely on Fran McCaffrey. What do you think? 319-366-1600. I saw somebody last night compare it to pickup basketball at the Y. It's not, they look disinterested. And the speculation is already flying about, you know, was it Christian Williams leaving the team? Are there chemistry issues? Yeah, there's a major chemistry issue right now. They don't look like they have any. They look like they're five guys out there with five different agendas, and they got to get on the same page.
I asked Mac McCausland this the other day. Is this team trying to find their identity offensively? And when I watch them, I don't know exactly what they are trying to be in the half-court offense. They have depth in the front court, but they don't get those guys as many touches as you would expect for guys like Tyler Cook and Cordell Pemsel and Ryan Kreener and the young guys, the freshmen. I know they're learning as they're going along, but Jack Nungy is 7 feet tall, and he's playing away from the basket, and it doesn't look like he's fully grasping what he needs to do. Luka Garza is going through some struggles, and Isaiah Moss, who everybody was relying on to step up and take some of the burden of the void that Peter Jok left, is very inconsistent. And I go back to that. I know a lot of people wanted to pretend like Peter Jok wasn't a big loss coming into this season, but
yeah,
I know
they were throwing Jok under the bus at the end of last year.
But what he did was when this team was struggling offensively, he could single-handedly dribble the ball down the court and at any spot on the floor, drill a three, and stop the bleeding. And they don't have anybody that can do that right now, and that shows.
Phone lines are full right now, and it's not because we're giving away the $50 gift certificate to Hurting Stocker again today. Before we get to the phones, John on the text line says, Fran needs to make a few changes. It's a long text here. Fran needs to make a few changes. He's in year 8. Rotations are still a mystery. No inside presence. 6'9" guys shooting threes. Guards trying to rebound. Poor perimeter defense. Coaches are a stubborn group. But he needs to make a few changes. 319-366-1600. That's John on the Hurting and Stocker text line. And we do have a $50 gift card to Hurting and Stocker to give away today. Let's go to Kyle in Cedar Rapids. He's been waiting the longest. Kyle, go ahead.
Hey, guys. Kuhn, you took the words right out of my mouth. I think what this has shown me more than anything is how good Peter Jok really was. I mean, my God, it just, you know, you kind of take it for granted and, you know, just what he's going to give you every night. But I think we're really seeing it with Bohannon having to do more and not getting as many open shots. And the same, you know, and as far as Moss goes, you know, it sounds like, I didn't get to watch any of them, but I listened on the radio and I saw the stat lines. It looks like Moss and Bohannon had some decent games over in the Cayman Islands. But, you know, they've been up and down, to say the least. But I just think Jok took so much pressure off of the backcourt, especially. Then, you know, obviously the number one problem besides that is turnovers. And then the other thing I'd point my finger at, I just don't think there's enough defined roles for the big men. I mean, obviously Cook's going to get his minutes. Cook's going to get his touches. But we got to figure out some sort of a rotation and get these guys some more touches. Like, I'm always impressed with Kreener when he comes in. So I'd like to see him get a few more minutes. But anyway, that's it in a nutshell. So see what you guys have to say about that.
Appreciate the phone call, Kyle. 6657 on the text line. So glad some Hawkeye fans know so much more than our coaches, who we must remember have rebuilt this Iowa program from being really poor. They are very young. Remember that. So there you go. The other end of the spectrum. Everybody gets represented here.
And then you get Kyle, who's in the middle.
And there are a lot of people out there that say this is a young team. This is a young team. You got to give them time. You got to give them time. They didn't look ready to play last night. And then you can go and, I guess, hang your hat on the, well, it was a quick turnaround from Saturday to Monday. Fine. You got to be ready to answer the bell in Big Ten play. And I know this is an extraordinary set of circumstances. And Jim Delaney did Iowa and the other 13 schools in the Big Ten no favors by wanting to play that conference tournament at Madison Square Garden this year, and then that forced their hand into playing Big Ten games in early December. This is not the time of year to be playing conference basketball games. But if they played that way last night against Omaha or some other team, a non-conference opponent, the result probably would have been the same. But it stings a little bit more because it was a Big Ten game. They're 0-2 in the Big Ten. I don't want to continue belaboring this point, but it's a fact. And they're going to have that mentality now where they have to look at that for the next 2.5-3 weeks in the standings. Every time you look at the Big Ten standings, it's going to say Iowa, 0-2, basement. Let's go back to the phone lines, and it looks like Buddy in Center Point has been waiting. Buddy, what's up?
Yep.
Go ahead, Buddy.
Yeah, just a question on some stuff for the Hawkeyes, I guess. My question or my thoughts were regarding around Fran McCaffrey. I think he's a fantastic coach. I love his passion, his fire, all that stuff. But I feel like sometimes he lets those runs go on past, you know, 10-0 run, 12-2 run. He keeps them going. You know, I think he's great out of a timeout, knows how to get a quick score and stop the pain. But I feel like there's a fear to take that timeout when we need it. My second point is, who the heck were we playing over in Germany if we were beating teams, you know, 110 to 14 or whatever it was? Those are just some thoughts that I had.
They were all-stars, Buddy. They played four all-star teams over there. Everybody's
apparently
an all-star. I think you, if you got a set of Converse Chuck Taylors, you could have been a German all-star. That's my hunch, having not seen those four games. Appreciate the phone call. 319-366-16. Let's squeeze Phil in Iowa City in here. Phil, what's up?
Hey, guys. Well, first off, I just wanted to point out that if anybody really wants, like, or says that McCaffrey's on the hot seat, then you can basically just kiss any good basketball recruit in the state of Iowa going away from the Hawkeyes in the next 2 years, because Patrick's coming in 2 years and he's going to bring a few good kids with him. So my point about this team or Fran's team specifically is, if you go back to his first year when Gaten's was a senior, Gaten went off, you know, the last four games of his career, right? And that was a full season with Fran. Fran is a pretty good developer of people. And then you go on and looking at his last, like, five teams, they've had a senior on there that was first team all Big Ten. So last year, we remember how bad it was on the interior when we lost Woodbury. And we were talking about, oh, it's the biggest deal losing Woodbury because he was this great defender in the middle and he was a senior and knew all this stuff. And then, but we had Jok, and then you kind of forgot about Woodbury when Jok did his thing. Well, we lose Jok this year, and we have our senior leader doesn't even play. Dom Ewell doesn't even see the court, you know? And, like, so we have no senior leader that can basically lead these young guys going forward, and I think that's what we're seeing when you see that the young guys lose a little bit of their defensive what's the word? Intensity or their focus in general, and it's gone, and you have no one to bring it back. So I'll just hang up and let you guys talk. Thanks a lot.
All right, and Phil, you're going to get me in trouble here because you use the term hot seat, and nobody on this program has said Fran McCaffrey is on the hot
seat. That would be an asinine statement if somebody said that.
There's a difference between saying somebody's on the hot seat and saying they deserve a little bit of criticism for the way that the team's playing right now. And I think, look, Iowa's got a really educated fan base with football and basketball, as does Iowa State, and you and I. We're really lucky in this state. I think we've got a lot of smart football and basketball fans. There is a major difference between saying someone deserves to be on the hot seat 8 years in and somebody saying he deserves criticism 8 years in.
It's almost like we've had this discussion before, like a couple of weeks ago, after maybe a Purdue football game.
I just don't want people yelling at me claiming that I'm saying Fran McCaffrey's on the hot seat. He's not. What I'm saying is he probably deserves a little bit. And there are people on the text line that don't even want to criticize Fran McCaffrey for this. I don't know. Look, nobody's above criticism.
No.
Especially at this point, especially if you're 4-5. And yeah, you had that European trip, which those are usually, you know, a time for a team to come together and gel, and usually helps roll over into a strong start to the season. They look discombobulated, and the thing to me last night in watching that game, disinterested. And I'm sorry, but that's a Big Ten basketball game, and it's not their fault that they're playing it on December 4th, but and I guess you can go back and say, well, they had the power outage, and they had a bunch of things. You'll hear from Fran McCaffrey coming up later in the program. He makes no excuses last night. I mean, they went out and flat out got beat by Indiana, and it was a lot worse than the final score indicated. It was a 20-25-point margin for quite a while. Now, Iowa fought all the way back, got it down to 1, and then Indiana was able to pull away. They can't let teams go on prolonged scoring runs, and it's a combination of scoring runs / scoring droughts on Iowa's end, which is, again, a really bad combination for a Big Ten basketball team. 319-366-1600. Phone lines are open again. We've cleared them out and made room for you if you want to join the conversation. Mark Emmert was in Bloomington last night for the Des Moines Register. He's going to be joining us coming up at the bottom of the hour. LowTUSA.com, the website to check out. It's going to teach you about Mantality, which is a new local men's health clinic. I say local because they're located in North Liberty. What is Mantality? Well, they offer testosterone replacement therapy, commonly referred to as TRT. Men, everybody has testosterone if you're a guy. It's just a matter of where your testosterone levels are. And sometimes as you age, you don't even have to necessarily be all that old. You can be in good shape and have low testosterone. Guys that have played in the NFL are being treated for low testosterone. Testosterone levels back up, you're going to start having more energy, you're going to lose a little bit of that belly fat, and maybe some other things are going to improve for you as well behind closed doors, if you know what I'm talking about. Mantality, lowtusa.com. Check them out in North Liberty and tell them you heard about them right here on KGYM and the Todd Bromwell Camp Show. 423, texts and phone calls keep coming in, 319-366-1600. Kyle's going to have your first Midwest One Bank Big Board update of the day and more when we return after this. 106.3 and 107.5 FM, 1600 AM. With you until 7 o'clock, it's the Todd Bromwell Camp Show with Alex Kuhn here on KGYM.
It's time for some straight talk, Wingo.
Hit me, big fella.
Athletes love to talk trash, right?
Absolutely. Like you couldn't cover a bed with a blanket or you couldn't catch a cold.
Yep. That's good. Well, athletes aren't the only ones who love to talk smack. Those big wireless companies love to brag about how great their data plans are.
Sure, they say they have, quote, unlimited plan, end quote, until you run out of data and they hit you with a data overage.
Bingo, just switch to Straight Talk Wireless. Their ultimate unlimited plan is exactly that, unlimited. You get all the high-speed 4G LTE data you need for just $55 a month.
And no overages.
Exactly. All on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks, best phones, best networks, and now the best unlimited data deal.
It speaks for itself.
Straight Talk's Ultimate Unlimited Plan. Get 4G LTE data that never runs out for just $55 a month. Available at Walmart. Video typically streams at DVD quality. A month equals 30 days. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
Guys, the JCPenney Holiday Challenge is on. Come in and save up to 50% off throughout the store. Get her something special like select fine jewelry up to 70% off after an extra 20% off with your JCPenney credit card and coupon. And for JCPenney rewards members only, get 1/10 carat total weight diamond stud or pendant for just $25 each, only while supplies last. Get everything on her list for less than you think. JCPenney. Offers represent savings on regular original prices. Credit offers subject to credit approval. Diamond studs and pendant excluded from coupon and rewards. Other exclusions may apply. See store at jcp.com for details.
We alarm our houses, and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
Hi, I'm Douglas Hass. Are you wasting time worrying about timekeeping and scheduling instead of calling the plays for your business? The pros at Future Systems can handle all of your scheduling and timekeeping needs. With web-based timekeeping, your team can clock in whether they're at home or away. And when you add integrated scheduling, you can avoid a penalty flag for having too many players on the field. Call the All-Americans at Future Systems today at 800-453-5809 or learn more at future-systems.net.
The best gift ideas come from Iowa Book. A popular gift for that Hawkeye fan on your list is a quarter zip shirt. Iowa Book offers the best selection in the state, from lightweight shirts to heavyweight jackets, and all of the top brands like Nike, Russell, Champion, Columbia, and Under Armour. Iowa Book also offers a postal substation and free gift wrap. Downtown Iowa City, across from the old Capitol.
Welcome back in. Still the $50 gift certificate to Hertin and Stocker Jewelers to hand out tonight before 7 o'clock would put a nice stocking stuffer in the stocking on the mantle for somebody this holiday season. A big thank you to the Dickens family for their continued support of local programming here on KGYM, 101 South Dubuque Street in Iowa City. You can stop on in and tell them you heard about them on KGYM. Just don't tell them that anybody here said Fran McCaffrey was on the hot seat, because we have not. Great text coming in from Ryan from Walford on the text line. If we, he's talking about Iowa, if we struggle on the offensive end, we seem to be letting that carry over to the defensive end, and that's a recipe for disaster. Even Bear has been guilty of that, and he's been our spark the past 2 years. I haven't given up on him. This feels like rock bottom for this team. There's too much talent, but it's young talent. Take a breath, Hawkeye fans. You can share your thoughts on Iowa basketball with us, 319-366-1600, the Hertin and Stocker text line. And again, we'll have Fran McCaffrey's postgame comments from Bloomington last night coming up in the third and final hour. Mark Emmert from the Des Moines Register was in Bloomington. He's going to be with us coming up in just a few minutes. He'll tell us what he saw and heard from the Hawkeyes last night. But right now, here's Kyle with your first Midwest One Bank Big Board update. He's got big Hawkeye football recruiting news for everybody. Midwest One, where you're the one.
Big recruiting news, as Todd said, for the Iowa football team this afternoon. West Des Moines Dowling's John Wagner is the top-ranked recruit in the state of Iowa in the class of 2018, and today he committed to Kirk Ferentz and the Hawkeyes. The 6'5", 230-pound defensive end is a four-star, according to 24/7 Sports, and chose Iowa over offers from Florida, Michigan, Ohio State, Oklahoma, and, of course, Iowa State, among others. The Iowa basketball team continued to struggle last night, falling 77-64 on the road at Indiana to fall to 4-5 and already 0-2 in the Big Ten. Iowa turned the ball over 18 times and shot just 38% from the floor, but the biggest issue was defense. A 14-0 run in the first half and an 18-0 run in the second were defining stretches in the Hoosiers' victory. Iowa State almost got caught off guard last night against Northern Illinois. They actually trailed at halftime 38-36 at home, but tightened things up big time in the second half to win 94-80. The Cyclone shot 60% from the floor and beyond the arc in that second half, and freshman Lindell Wigginton finished with 28 points, his second straight 20-point game. Iowa State Athletic Director Jamie Pollard said as of 10 a.m. today, the Cyclone community had bought over 11,000 tickets to the Liberty Bowl, including 1,000 students. He says the school's paying over half the price of each student ticket and hopes to hit 2,000 by the end of the week. Tonight after our show, you'll hear from Pollard on the Cyclone Call-In Show on 1600 a.m. the historic main gym. We'll also have the girls from Cedar Rapids Prairie hosting City High beginning at 7:30 on our North and South Gym FM frequencies.
Cedar Rapids Rough Riders are in action tonight. They're on the road, taking on Green Bay. It's a 7:05 start time there, so not too often that you see the Riders in action in the middle of the week. And wouldn't you know it, they made another trade today. They've been very active the last couple years trying to get things righted there, but they picked up a defenseman, a left-handed defenseman, from the Minnesota Magicians of the North American Hockey League, Matt Denman. He's going to join the team prior to tonight's game in Green Bay against the Gamblers. So, the Magicians, and I only know the Spanish word for magician is mago, because it's Javier Baez's nickname, El Mago. And we're going to be talking a little baseball. Look, somebody from the St. Louis area code, Alex, wouldn't cop to it being a relative of his yesterday, but someone was criticizing me for not talking about the Cardinals enough on the program yesterday. They signed Miles Michaelis today, and you may not know who that is. He's a washed-up 29-year-old former major leaguer who went to Japan and reclaimed his career, and I think it's going to be a really good signing for them to give him some stability in the back end of the rotation. Just doesn't necessarily mean a bad connotation when you're washed up. He's 29. He went to Japan and was really good. We'll see if it carries over back into the major leagues. Mark Emmert of the Des Moines Register joins us next.
It's hard to get ahead when you start out behind. In school debt, looking for a job in a crowded market. Here's a smarter option. There's a place that will pay you to learn, for real. You get on-the-job training with classroom instruction and get paid and receive benefits the entire time. The apprenticeship program with Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 is like getting paid to go to school and start a solid career. Find out all about this great way to get ahead in life at smart263.org. smart263.org. First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics on the Gym. First Federal Credit Union, financial solutions for the way you live. FirstFedCU.com. Member NCUA and Equal Housing Lender.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi. This just in, the NFL has upheld Patriots tight end Rob Gronkowski's one-game suspension for his late hit Sunday. Steelers receiver Juju Smith-Schuster and Bengals safety George Iloka each suspended one game for their actions last night. Both plan to appeal. That game, the latest example of players crossing the line, says ESPN's Adam Schefter.
There's been a disturbing pattern of behavior here, dating back all season long, the last few weeks, where players have been out of control. The league has not gotten its message across, and so it continues to send out suspensions that affect the teams, that hit the players in the wallet.
Steelers linebacker Ryan Shazier expected to remain hospitalized in Cincinnati another 24 to 48 hours for evaluation of his spine injury before he's cleared to return to Pittsburgh. Florida State found its successor to Jimbo Fisher, has reached agreement with Oregon's Willie Taggart to make him the Seminoles' new head coach. Mario Cristobal is the Ducks' interim coach. The International Olympic Committee suspended the Russian Olympic Committee for the 2018 Winter Games for running a state doping system.
Experience why for nearly a century men have trusted Barbasol for a close, comfortable shave. Whether it's extra moisturizing with vitamin E or soothing aloe, all you have to do is sit back and bask in the glory of your close shave. You're looking good, America. You're shaving with Barbasol.
All right, welcome to F-150 Radio. Today, the new 2018 Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar. We got Dean.
Hey, so Ford F-150 engineers are raising the bar, but I'm all about lowering the bar. Like I only brush my teeth on Monday.
Really?
Save time.
Nice. The new Ford F-150 lineup raises the bar because, once again, it's number one in towing, payload, and torque.
I watch VHS tapes and never rewind.
Uh-huh. And F-150 raises the bar with advanced thinking, like a more powerful engine lineup and available EcoBoost engine technology.
I got a camcorder, a big one.
F-150 has available pre-collision assist with pedestrian detection. This truck can help make you more competent at everything.
Competent schmoppening.
Okay. This is the new 2018 Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar.
When properly configured, class is full-size pickups under 8,500 pounds GVWR based on Ford segmentation.
Geico presents eyewitness interviews with inanimate objects.
This is Belinda Collins, live on the scene of a recent kitchen fire. Here to describe the event, a refrigerator.
I was just chilling, keeping some lettuce and dairy products cold, when the toaster starts shooting sparks. Next thing I know, he lit a cabinet on fire.
Did you try and stop the flames?
I'm a refrigerator, not a fireman.
Your refrigerator can't help with a kitchen fire, but the Geico Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property damage. Go to geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Sometimes the best seats in the house are above it. In college football, that's the Goodyear blimp. And for more than 60 years, we've seen what it takes to be worthy. It takes toughness, dedication, and perseverance. Because seasons aren't measured by wins and losses, but by heart. Some call it hard work, determination, or grit. We call it blimp worthy. Goodyear, official sponsor of the college football playoff.
4:35, welcome back in, 106.3, 107.5 FM, 1600 AM. Todd Brommelkamp alongside Alex Kuhn, our producer Kyle Mann. We're going to get you to 7 o'clock tonight and plenty on the horizon. Don't forget, check out the poll question at KGYMradio.com today, sponsored by our friends at Emil's Hideaway. Willie Taggart headed from Oregon to Florida State. No surprise there. He was probably number one on the Seminoles' wish list, so there's another opening. We talked about the coaching carousel. It continues to spin, and we'll get to college football at 5:30 tonight with Bill Bender, our friend from the Sporting News. Plenty more to get to today, including that $50 gift certificate to Hertin and Stocker Jewelers on the Ped Mall in Iowa City. The text line is extremely divided on whether or not you can even criticize Fran McCaffrey. I'm not saying there are people calling for him to be on the hot seat, but there are people that are saying, almost taking umbrage with him being criticized in this. And I think you have to criticize the coaching along with the players. I mean, nobody is immune to criticism when you're 4-5, 9 games into the season. Nobody, in my opinion.
I don't understand, and especially for us, and we'll get to Mark in a second, but especially for us in a college sports market where people complain all the time, don't criticize college kids. And the coach isn't fair game either. I'm just saying, everybody, when the team is playing like this, nobody's immune to criticism, period. But for a college basketball team or a college football team, you would think the coach would take the brunt of it. And a lot of times they do.
Well, I was going to say, it's interesting you mentioned football, because if we were talking about Iowa football right now, you'd have people mentioning Kirk Ferentz's salary.
Correct.
Kirk Ferentz has been here X number of years. Kirk Ferentz this, Kirk Ferentz that. What's the difference? There is none. I have a feeling we're going to revisit this. I plan to kick off hour number two talking about a legal case that's in front of the Supreme Court today, because I think there's a number of people that listen to this program that may be interested in legalized sports gaming, and it's looking very good. If you are a gambler, it could be some very good news coming soon as far as that front is related, at least according to RJ Bell at pregame.com in Las Vegas. But right now, as promised, he was at Assembly Hall last night. Boy, the media seating has changed over the years at Assembly Hall. He was up in the nosebleeds, where most people think the media probably belongs nowadays, I guess. It's just the national climate. Mark Emmert of the Des Moines Register, safely back in the Hawkeye State from Bloomington, Indiana. And Mark, it was another ugly effort for the Hawkeyes last night. We've heard a little bit of what Fran McCaffrey had to say afterwards, but you were there. You were an eyewitness to this. What went wrong for Iowa?
Well, it's really a continuation of what's gone wrong in all five of their losses. They just have these really, really ugly stretches of offense where they can't get anything to fall, and that affects their defense. And Indiana went on a 14-0 run in the first half and an 18-0 run in the second half, and Iowa had no answer either time. So I think their biggest issue right now, honestly, is offense, because we thought they could be able to score, and there are times in every game they've lost where they just cannot score, and it's really baffling.
Mark, were we unrealistic with our expectations? And I know some people had higher expectations for this team than others, but a lot of people thought that they could finish in the top half of the Big Ten, and maybe they still can, but this start is not encouraging. Were we unrealistic, or is this team underachieving at this point?
Well, I think I had a pick fourth, so apparently I was unrealistic. I do think there's more talent than what we've seen. They should be getting better results. There's more experience. I mean, they've got the core group of seven guys all have played quite a bit of college basketball and all had some success last year. So I can't quite explain that, but they don't look at all like a top half of the Big Ten team now. And I mean, Indiana and Purdue are two teams that I assume they were ahead of, and obviously they're not. So now you got to wonder, who are they ahead of? Purdue and Rutgers, maybe? Nebraska? Not Purdue. Nebraska and Rutgers? I don't know. It's, they do not look like a good team at all, and I'm not sure it's going to turn around anytime soon.
You talked a little bit with Jordan Bohannon last night. I know Fran McCaffrey was displeased with his execution and his effort at the end of the first half. He started the second half on the bench. It seems to me he understood why Fran was disappointed with him and isn't going to take this too heavily.
Yeah, and he agreed with the decision to bench him. It wasn't just him, too. Isaiah Moss and Luka Garza also got benched for even longer. In fact, Garza didn't come back until there were 6 minutes left in the game and got some garbage time playing. So, Bohannon looked bad. Even he had four turnovers in the first half and only 4 points. Really couldn't get Iowa into its offense. It's just everything, the ball was sticking in his hands. He was doing too much dribbling. I think he's starting to let the defensive pressure get to him a little bit. And they looked much better when they took him out and put in Ellington and Daly, of all people. I mean, that was by far Ellington's best game of the year in relief of Bohannon. So he understood it. He did, of course, vow that he's gonna get better, which he has said before. And he hasn't been, you know, the only problem all year. I mean, he's had some really, really good games, too, even in those losses. But I think really the last two games, he just really looked out of sorts. He's not looking for his own shot as much as I think Iowa needs him to. And then, of course, the turnovers are very uncharacteristic. There were just some really sloppy passes.
A lot's been made, and for good reason, about the lack of depth, the guard position and the point guard position. Is there a chance that Jordan Bohannon is pressing a little bit, knowing that he needs to be a big-time scorer and opposing defenses are targeting him?
Yeah, I think that's a big part of it, sure. He's aware that he's kind of a marked man. They don't have Peter Jock back there anymore to take some of that pressure off him. Isaiah Moss last night gave him no help at all, and obviously they need him to be quite better as well. So he's, I think he's feeling it. I think he's trying to be, I really think he's just trying to be so much of a facilitator that he sometimes forgets that they need him to score. I mean, they're not going to win games with him, you know, not shooting three-pointers. And the last two games, that's really been the issue. I think he had 8 points against Penn State, 7 last night. He's got to be a 13, 14, 15-point-a-game scorer for this team to run the way it should. Kind of like we saw last year, remember, he had three double-doubles in their last three games. I mean, that's the Bohannon they need. And, I know opposing defenses are trying to take that away, but he's got to figure that out because he has at times been very good this year, but not in the last two games for sure.
Mark Emmert joining us from the Des Moines Register discussing Iowa's loss to Indiana last night. Hawkeyes will be 0-2 in Big Ten play for the next couple weeks before conference play picks up again. They travel to Ames on Thursday night. We'll get to the Cy-Hawk game coming up in just a little bit. But from a chemistry standpoint, as you watch this team, do you think that they're lacking in chemistry right now, Mark?
Yeah, I think they're lacking in confidence. I think they're lacking in cohesion. It just seems like a team that doesn't really have much conviction at all for what it wants to do offensively or defensively. And there's a lot of guys taking shots, kind of hoping they'll go in without really actually believing they're going to go in. You can see that they had a lot of open looks last night that just didn't fall down, including a couple by Bohannon. And they're not, they keep using the word connected, and they're not connected. That defense last night was very leaky. That zone had a lot of holes in it. And then on offense, they just, you know, they couldn't establish anything either inside or outside. They really got lucky and stayed in the game with some three-pointers early, but that game could have gotten out of hand a lot earlier than it did. So, they seem frustrated. I think they seem they're not really pointing fingers yet, but there is a little bit of that talk in the postgame. You can kind of hear them talking about guys that aren't buying into the scouting report, but they won't name names, of course. And it seems like there's a little bit of dissension there possibly brewing.
What has Fran's demeanor been like, not only in the press conferences, but on the sideline? How much is frustration starting to set in for him?
Actually, I think he's been remarkably calm this year, all things considered. I mean, certainly in the post games he has been. I know he was a little upset last night with Bohannon. He admitted that. That's why he benched him, but it wasn't just Bohannon. And, I think he's trying to be calm. The last thing this team needs with it when it's is having trouble with confidence is for him to kind of, you know, be breathing fire down their necks. I think he's trying to be a little bit more hands-off that way, a little more supportive. because it is a team that's still kind of young, I guess. So they got some freshmen that are getting heavy minutes, and I don't think he wants to ruin their confidence this early in the season. But I mean, I'm not sure if that's the right approach. I guess we'll find out. I do think that that's probably the wise approach right now, is to kind of let these guys try to figure it out themselves before they think this really careens out of control.
France borrowed a page from Kirk Ferentz's playbook. He's talking about the players and their lack of execution, but how much of this can come back on the coaching staff as well for maybe not having these guys as prepared as they need to be to play these games?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I think that's, everybody's to blame. You can't just point finger at one person and not the others. I mean, they had five guys last night that are key contributors that gave them, usually key contributors that gave them nothing. And that includes, Bohannon, Moss, Pencil. Bear has really not done much since he's been back. And Garza has really struggled the last two games. So those guys they need, and certainly there's part of that is coaching. I still think he's really trying to spread the minutes around too much. He played 10 guys again. Well, actually, he played Ewell for 2 minutes, but he played 10 guys between 14 and 29 minutes last night. And one of the guys that only played 14 was Tyler Cook, who's his best player. So I just think he's trying a little too hard to make everybody involved. And I think he's got to settle on a shallower rotation and let those guys try to get in the rhythm together.
You talked earlier about the offense being a little bit unsure of themselves, unsure of what they want to do. And I look at that and I see the freshman, Luka Garza, and Jack Nungi looking like they're kind of unsure of where they're supposed to be. Jack Nungi's been playing on the perimeter as a 7-footer. Luka Garza has struggled at times. Are these guys just having trouble adjusting to the college game right now? And is Fran having trouble finding out what role that he wants them to play at this point?
Yeah, I think that's a big part of it. I think, for one thing, Nungi, they're asking him to learn three positions. He's basically a 2, 3, and 4, depending upon the lineup he has out there. So that's not easy. That really shows up on defense, too. There are times when he doesn't know who he's supposed to be guarding in his zone. Garza is a little different. I think his role is a little more defined, but I just think he's finding out that the speed of this game is a lot more challenging than maybe he thought it might be. Last night, Indiana went small and try to get out in transition a little bit. That's not Garza's game, and that's when he really struggled. Like, he just did not keep up with the pace of that game. And it didn't help if, Iowa's passing was so bad they couldn't get him any entry passes early in the game, so he didn't score at all in the first half. But he's having trouble, I think, settling into the college game just with the speed of it. And opposing teams are going to try to make him run and move laterally, and right now that's definitely not his strength.
Mark Emmert with us for just a few more minutes here. Any hope for a sudden turnaround Thursday night at Hilton Coliseum? It's a tough building to go into. You got the in-state rival going on, and Iowa State's a team that can, when it gets it going, shooting as it did last night, 14 three-pointers for a team that doesn't, or for a team that struggles to play defense sometimes. It seems like this could be another recipe for disaster.
Yeah, I think that's true. I think also, though, the in-state rivalry, I think this means a lot to these Iowa players that are from Iowa. I know Bohannon, Pencil, Bayer have all talked about that. If Freener is back from his concussion, he's another Iowa kid that really will relish this game. And maybe that what they need is just to have no expectations. And maybe they'll just come out, we saw that last year. This is the exact spot where Iowa kind of turned things around last year. They were 3-5, and they were hosting Iowa State, of course, at that point, which is a big difference. But they came out and played the best game of the year to that point, and really took it to Iowa State, a much more experienced Iowa State team than this one is. So I think that's maybe the hope, is that maybe they'll just kind of be free and loose and realize that, they're good enough shooters. They're better offensive players than what they've shown. I mean, they should be scoring a lot more points, certainly, and maybe that'll be the night that they kind of turn it around, with that incentive of beating an in-state rival. But, I wouldn't hold out a lot of hope, but I do think there is some.
Mark, transitioning to football for just a second, news came out today that John Wagner of Dowling Catholic has committed to the Iowa football program. How big of a get is this for Kirk Ferentz?
That's a big one. I mean, he's the best player in the state in his class. So that's continuing the kind of the Tristan Wirfs, what trend they got last year at Vanessa, some of the momentum they got from those guys. And I think he's certainly in that class of athlete from what I've understood. I mean, I'm just talking to people that actually have seen him play. I have not. But, obviously if you're the best player in Iowa, that's a good get. And he's keeping some of that in-state talent home.
What are your initial thoughts about the Pinstripe Bowl matchup with Boston College?
Well, it's not very exciting. Obviously, Iowa lost to college. I don't think that's going to get anybody too juiced up. I think it's a winnable game for Iowa. But certainly one. So that would be good news for them to get that bowl monkey off their backs, so to speak. It's not. I don't know. It's hard to get too excited, but I understand the fans that are really a little apathetic about this bowl game. It's just it's a long way away to New York, so I can see why they wouldn't want to travel out there and pay that money and be away for the holidays and then watch Iowa play a team. Boston College basically has no tradition. I've covered that team a couple times when I saw the East, and there's not a big fan. It's almost like the Northwestern of the ACC. I mean, there's just not a lot of excitement there for Boston College football. So, going to be one of those games where it's probably going to be low scoring and somebody's going to grind out a win and be happy they did, but it's not going to be one that you're going to be talking about decades from now for sure.
Now, we had Chad on the show with us last night. Has he talked to you in the last 24 hours? Did he tell you what I promised him?
I have not talked to Chad, no.
Okay. As I understand it, you're getting to New York City on Christmas Day. Is that correct?
I'm getting there. I'm supposed to get there about 10 a.m. Christmas morning, yeah.
Okay, you're going to beat me there, but I told Chad that the first round of drinks at the hotel bar on Christmas were on me, and I was going to make sure that they had a Stella Artois with your name on it.
Really?
Yes, that was the drink of choice last year in the hospitality room, was it not?
But then it was free, as you recall. Well, I don't recall you ever buying me one.
My memory was a little fuzzy, but I do remember drinking. Someone drank them out of Tito's vodka, and someone drank them out of Stella Artois, and I think I know who was responsible for both.
I can take blame for one of those, too, yeah.
Mark Emmert of the Des Moines Register, we will touch base with you soon, my friend. Thanks for the time.
All right. Thanks so much, Todd.
I had people tweeting me last night saying the word on the street is if you have a media pass, you're going to get free Bayou food in Memphis if you travel there as part of the Iowa State media. Word is getting around. But word hasn't gotten around yet to the Iowa media that apparently you're buying free drinks for everybody who's visiting.
I said for my friends from the Register.
I twisted your words.
You did twist my words just as I twisted yours last. I still think we need to do some sort of... I want to see if we can send Alex to Memphis with like $500 and have a listener go find him. But that did not get off the ground. It was much like the glider that Eugene created on The Walking Dead on Sunday night. And I don't think I'm giving any spoilers there away. 452... It is technically the glider got off the ground, right? I guess it did. Bill Bender from the Sporting News is going to join us coming up in about 30 minutes. It looks like SMU coach Chad Morris is the new head coach at Arkansas. Reports are that he's going to be taking over for Brett Bielema in Fayetteville, so that opens up another job, albeit not a marquee one, at SMU. But the carousel continues to turn. We'll talk about it with Bill Bender coming up tonight. Also, still a $50 gift certificate to Hertine and Stocker Jewelers on the Ped Mall to give away. It's going to provide you with an opportunity to pick up a very nice stocking stuffer if you'd like this holiday season. 4:52, we'll step aside, take a quick break. We come back, more of the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn right here on KGYM.
Your business's computing needs are a lot like a symphony orchestra. Each instrument on its own doesn't seem like much, but when the wireless isn't talking with a tablet, and that isn't in tune with the desktop, it's a mess. Network Computer Solutions is in the business of putting it all together in perfect harmony. Network Computer Solutions creates, fixes, and otherwise improves your company's networking computers, and that tunes up your profits. Call 247-7223. 247-7223. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
At the gym, we know good sportsmanship matters during a game and in life.
And we want to recognize good sports like you with KGYM's Community MVP.
So if your nonprofit group is holding an event to help folks around here, let us know.
Just go to kgymradio.com, click on Community MVP, and give us all the details.
Because you deserve most valuable player status for doing something great. And we want to help get the word out.
KGYM's Community MVP, brought to you by Fairfax State Savings Bank.
This is the sound of money. So is this. And this. It may not sound like money to you, but it will. Because you'll get paid while you learn to do it all. That's how the apprenticeship program at Carpenters Union, Local 308, Local 1260, and Local 678 works. You earn while you learn. So, no student debt. Check out CarpentersUnionApprenticeship.com. This is how you build a career.
Legalized sports gambling could be on the way. If only Cedar Rapids had a casino. 319-366-1600. Let's not put the cart ahead of the horse. Time now for a Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One, where you're the one. They tried three times.
Big recruiting news for the Iowa football team this afternoon. West Des Moines Dowling's John Wagner is the top-ranked recruit in the state of Iowa in the class of 2018, and today he committed to Kirk Ferentz and the Hawkeyes. The 6'5", 230-pound defensive end is a four-star, according to 24/7 Sports, and he chose Iowa over offers from Florida, Michigan, Ohio State, Oklahoma, and, of course, Iowa State, among others. The Iowa basketball team continued to struggle last night, falling 77-64 on the road to Indiana to fall to 4-5 and already 0-2 in the Big Ten. Iowa turned the ball over 18 times and shot 38% from the floor, but the biggest issue was defense. A 14-0 run in the first half and an 18-0 run in the second half were defining stretches in the Hoosiers' victory. Iowa State almost got caught off guard against Northern Illinois. They actually trailed at halftime last night, 38-36 at home, but tightened things up big time in the second half to win 94-80. The Cyclones shot 60% from the floor and beyond the arc in that second half, and freshman Lindell Wigginton finished with 28 points. Iowa State Athletic Director Jamie Pollard said as of 10 a.m. today, the Cyclone community had bought over 11,000 tickets to the Liberty Bowl, including 1,000 student tickets. He says the school's paying over half the price of each student ticket and hopes to hit 2,000 by the end of this week. Tonight after our show, you'll hear from Pollard on the Cyclone Call-In Show on 1600 AM, the historic main gym, and we'll also have the girls from Cedar Rapids Prairie hosting Iowa City High beginning at 7:30 on our North and South Gym FM frequencies.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, Alex, but it is now the Cyclone Courtside Show, right?
Week was the week of demarcation.
We had John Walters tell us that last week was the final sideline show and that now it is the courtside show.
I believe that is correct. Yes, he did tell us that.
Thursday night, 7 o'clock tip-off, Hilton Coliseum, Iowa. Iowa State will have the game for you right here on KGYM. It should be a good one. Iowa State, as Kyle just mentioned on the big board, surviving a scare from Northern Illinois last night. Lindell Wigginton is a good player. He's going to be fun to watch with the Cyclones.
Who is going to guard him from the Iowa basketball team?
That scab was just starting to heal over from the first 35 minutes of the program.
Put some tough skin on it.
And what is that? It's like super glue, right?
Yeah, it's...
I never had to
deal
with any of that stuff. But could be an interesting game Thursday night. It'll be interesting to see how much longer some of the fans hold out before they start deciding that they're going to criticize the head coach here. There still seems to be, after 8 years, a segment of the fan base that is just absolutely terrified to say anything negative about Fran McCaffrey. And I understand that. Seeing him yell on the sidelines, I wouldn't want to be on his bad side either, but this is a group effort at this point. It's very clear after watching the Hawkeyes last night in Bloomington. We're going to talk gambling next.
It's time for some